We're talking about the World Environment Day upcoming in San Francisco throughout the Bay Area, but even if you don't live here or live here but have to work and can't make it to any of the events, this show is for you because this conference is going to take on everything from local to global environmental issues, which of course incorporates economic issues, health issues, social justice issues. In studio with me is Van Jones. He's one of the key people organizing this event. He's also the founding director of the Ella Baker Center for Human Rights in Oakland. We'll hear more about that as we progress. And Vivian Chang, who is the executive director of a group called Asian Pacific Environmental Network. And Vivian's also instrumental in planning events. And in our last segment, Van talked about how, you know, we're here and we need to get there. And you're working on some of the steps in between and how we can perhaps expedite getting from here to there.
That's exactly right. I think that the picture that Van laid out a couple minutes ago is exactly, we both see the promise of what an alternative and different world could be. Imagine if we actually had a world where communities had an authentic say in selecting and monitoring the businesses that come into their local neighborhoods. Imagine if we had growing industries where people of color and low-income people could get living wage jobs. This is the promise that all of us are working towards, right? And on the other hand, we're so far away. Mm. We're so far away. And for us and where we sit in the environmental movement, we really see that we're at a critical juncture and a critical moment in history. And from our experience on the ground in fighting these battles and campaigns, a couple thoughts to offer up as we move forward in this discussion. One is the kind of change that we want to see, the kind of change that Van laid out. These are pretty radical notions of change. This vision is not going to be won by a few people or a few dozen people. This is change that's going to be won by a movement of the majority.
A sea change, really.
A real sea change. And one, we have to be smart about realizing where our power base is going to be when we think about that movement. In a state like California, where one in three persons is Latino, we saw a 48% increase from 1990 to 2000, where one in 10 people is Asian. Again, we saw a 48% increase from 1990 to 2000, where one in 15 people is African American, and lots of folks that are struggling to make ends meet. These are the folks who are going to be your best advocates for this vision. And you know why? It's because they're living right now in the environments where they're being poisoned every day, in the home, in the schools, in the workplace. We're in the middle of organizing hundreds right now, a particular campaign of former semiconductor workers, all who are employed by a particular company called AXT. They were exposed to 21 times the legal limit of arsenide. 21 times in a state like California that is purported to be one of the states with the highest environmental standards.
Mm-hmm. Right? Not to mention just the potential for creating economically, environmentally sound jobs that aren't there now.
Exactly. In the end, an industry that produces wafers of gallium arsenide, which are chips that go into all of our new cell phones and computers, in the end, it doesn't matter whether you put another scrubber on the smokestack, it's still going to be a toxic industry. And the question is, what's the alternative before us? So we have to be smart about realizing where our power base is at. We also have to be real about where our power base is at.
What do you mean by that, real?
Well, we had a woman come in through our doors, a young woman, high school student named Jennifer. She's an immigrant youth, lives in one of the rawest neighborhoods of Oakland. And she came in, knocked, saw our sign on the door and said, I want to come in and I want to do something for my community. And this was in October as we were gearing up for the November elections. Now, this young woman only knew that that something needed to change. She turned around, she and her friends Beverly and June turned around and set up an environmental justice club in their high school and funneled 50, 60 bilingual immigrant youth to pour into an on-the-ground get-out-the-vote effort. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the rub, though. We saw millions of young people just become galvanized through the last elections and through the work that we're doing on the ground. Now, as it turns out, this young woman, she considers herself to be a moderate Republican.
I love it.
A moderate Republican. She is what I would
and
call...
And yet she's doing something so radical.
Uh-huh. Imagine. Yeah. Well, see, this is our challenge, right? This is our challenge. Can we create space in our movement for people like Jennifer? What is our
plan? Can we afford not to?
Can we afford not to? And what is our plan to be building a long-term relationship with the Jennifers out there in the world, to be engaging in political discussion with people like Jennifer in our community, and to be struggling for the highest political vision that we can strive for, not the lowest common denominator, the highest. And all of the work that we're doing on the ground, we have to be real about where our power base is right now.
And do you see your efforts being replicated across the country?
I think that there are examples all across the country where amazing stories of transformation are happening. And you can look at cities like Oakland or Richmond or D.C. All across the country, there are amazing efforts that are happening. And I think our challenge is critically taking a look at what's working and lifting those up and investing.
It's mostly community organizations, though, and grassroots citizen activism rather than our government. It's sort of a bottom-up movement, I guess.
Exactly, a bottom-up movement. And I think that's been the strength of the environmental justice movement, is really a bottom-up movement.
Mm-hmm. But you feel us making progress.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things I think is so exciting is that, in so many of the big urban centers, as you see new communities coming online, coming to voice, there's an opportunity for us to make those communities environmentally passionate communities. And when that happens, you've got an incredible extra force to make the changes we want to make.
Great.